Welcome to Content Breaker, featuring Static Dreads, Kaiju Kells, and The Zong. Today's episode is Billy and Mandy.
Hey guys, welcome to Spooky Month with Content Breaker. I'm your host, Static Dreads, here, joined with my boy, Kells. And Bow Before Zong.
Fat Burger.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a long space.
Because my brain was like, I call this man Kids. Like, what is the matter with me?
If I'm making that kind of shoe money, I'll fuck with it.
Yeah, I've never heard of Kids as a shoe brand, but yeah.
It's like a knockoff of Tom's. But hey, you got to work your way up the ladder.
True. But yeah, we're here kicking off Spooky Month, which is a month full of spooky podcasts for you guys. You can catch the spooky cartoons here on Content Breaker. Then you can go over to our other channel and catch the spooky anime on your typical shonen protagonist. So today, we are going to grace you with Billy and Mandy, the grim adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Man, this was one of those shows that was just on Cartoon Network for absolutely no reason. And it was fun. It was weird. It was really dumb. But there are things that stick out in it that you're like, oh yeah.
I mean, one stupid child and one sadistic child, and their best friend is the Grim Reaper. Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah, I often think that like the world is a quite more somber place without Billy and Mandy. I feel like Billy and Mandy was that real kick that kept us all together. And then when it ended, so did hope and happiness.
Well, I cannot save you. I cannot help you there. I suggest you seek a professional.
I did. So they told me to watch Foster's Home and Imaginary Friends.
Fair play.
I mean.
So, The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy is a, I wouldn't even know how to describe the genre. Like, I don't know if I would say comedy. I couldn't say horror. It's almost in like a league of his own.
It's basically, it's kind of like satiric satire.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say it's a more cartoon version of Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
I can see that.
That's kind of hard for me just because Courage is one of those, that's a quintessential cartoon thing in my brain. So, Courage, I don't know how you get more cartoon out of that.
Yeah, Courage was like, to me, Courage was like super scary, but we'll get into that on a different podcast.
I think that's more the point I'm getting at. Courage is super scary, like legit spooky shit. And Billy and Mandy is more like spooky themed.
Oh yeah, it definitely has a dark tone to it. But that's also half the fun. This is a show that can go from poop jokes to literally killing people, and it's somehow still funny.
And it does
many times.
And I see a lot of influences or a lot of things that are influenced by Billy and Mandy, like on now, because there's a show called The Big City Greens that's on Disney Channel. And they literally have a character who is like Erwin, like exactly like the same character model.
You can't tell me Billy and Mandy did not influence Gravity Falls in some way.
No, I feel that. And I think this is from the same creator, maybe?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, it's not,
I mean, I can't say you're wrong, but I think you're wrong.
No, I am wrong, as I'm like realizing, because there's
Let's talk about Erwin for a moment.
The half mummy quarter vampire kid.
I hate the fact that all of this is like a joke, because he's like, I'm in love with Mandy. And he ends every sentence in, yo. And I'm like,
I'm not going to lie. As a kid, I thought they did that just because he was supposed to be the black kid of the group.
I feel like that's exactly what it is. But, you know, it wasn't like to an extreme.
It was just a running gag with that one character. I mean, when he was first introduced, he didn't do it. It's just, it became a stupid speech pattern.
It's almost like he did it to be cool. Like, he is a character and he's making a choice to add yo to, like, try and play up his coolness.
Which, considering these are, like, 10, 11-year-old kids, I can absolutely believe that. And, well, he's also best friends with Billy. And, yeah, anything that comes out of that kid's mouth is just complete nonsense. So,
destroy us all.
Okay, that's
destroy
just funny.
Us all. destroy us all.
Oh my god.
They're afraid of tangerines.
Would you believe the same guy who voiced Invader Zim voiced Billy?
Yes. Because Zim had a whole range of, like, voices. So I think I actually had picked up on that as a kid. I was like, yo, why does this sound familiar but painful?
Bro, you know that Billy in canon has an extremely low IQ of -5.
I mean,
see, I believe that because crazy.
His entire answer to his math test was a clown shooting a fire hose at nothing. And yes, when he was given the test back, he was like, oh, I know how to correct this. Give it a pirate hat. Why do I feel like that kid's going to become a president?
He probably did, because he's overqualified.
So that one movie where it's the boogeyman. It's an hour of just like another episode. And they do one of those like post credits. This is where they are now. It's like Billy becomes president of the United States. And in the picture, they have like a microphone up his nose. And I'm like, of course. Thanks.
Great. I believe it.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's so, like, he's just, like, so, it's, like, unbelievably stupid, and I can't even, like, and you see where he gets it from, like, where his dad, like, with his dad as a character, I think isn't Billy's, like, brain in his nose or something like that?
Yeah, that would be a big brain, so I don't think so.
And the fact that his nose can come off sometimes, it's like, wait a minute, what?
I love how in the show, Mandy will literally take off his nose and throw it like a dodgeball at people.
Oh my god, it's a whole deal. But like, yeah, you, Kai, on your point, you totally see that connection, like, with him and his dad, but his mom is like on the fritz, on her wit's end with both of them.
She is clinically insane. She went to an insane asylum.
Trying to deal with these two?
Yeah.
I think it was after she met Grimm for the first time, but I think that was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
It was great. Like, and just the whole overall story of that, like, how they even got there is because, like, they had a game of dodgeball, and
you're talking Billy, about how, you're talking about that? How they got Grimm to be their best friend, or
yes, how they got Grimm to be their best friend.
That was not dodgeball. They went to
it was limbo.
They went to limbo to play the limbo.
Okay, it was limbo. I was
because
like,
for some reason the Grim Reaper is Jamaican. Why? I don't know.
I was here for it. That was the best thing as a kid. I was like, representation or death, but oh well, representation. But
he has that accent I'm told I'm supposed to have. So yay.
Yeah. But
you know what else our Grim Reaper voice did?
What else did he do?
So the main voice is Greg Eagles, who also had several voice roles on shows such as Megas XLR.
Hell yeah.
Cow and Chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a bunch of other stuff, like the Garfield CGI movie trilogy and Pair of Kings.
Pair of Kings was trash. Just going to say that. And the Garfield trilogy was also trash. So at least he gave us this.
In 07, he replaced Mel Winker as Aku Aku in Crash Bandicoot.
So he redeemed himself. Because I love that.
Hey, you got to make money somewhere, man.
Yeah, true.
I'm not mad at it.
Hey, if I was a voice actor...
Take the roles as they come.
Mm-hmm. True. If I was a voice actor, at least I would be, you know... Shoot, I would be doing something, so wouldn't be mad. Not sure that sentence made sense, but okay. Anyway, so the whole dynamic between these three, Billy and Mandy and Grimm, is my favorite thing about the show, because it's, you have Mandy, who, as I got older, was like, people say Squidward was like the most relatable character. As I got older, I'm like, Mandy is like the most relatable character in 2020 to me.
The 10-year-old world dominating sadist.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I can see it.
In that movie, when we see her, like, biggest fear is that she becomes, like, just,
happy housewife with Irwin.
Yes. And it's like, I hated the world once, and now everything's love and sunshine. Have some brownies.
Oh,
here's my
no.
husband, Irwin. And Irwin was lit. He was like, oh, yeah. But, like, yeah, that's not where you want to be, like, right now. And it's spooky. Yeah, so I feel it.
I mean... Not gonna lie, that dream sequence made me want to run out of the house screaming too. So I get it, but still, maybe not the best role model.
Yeah, I mean, like just the, and there was the whole episode where she became an anime character where she had to fight all the spiders, like the Spider Queen episode. Like, I think it was the movie actually, where all the spiders had taken over the world in. Like, Mandy was busy, like, taking a test or something because Grimm, she let Grimm and Billy handle it. And because she was, like, busy taking a test or something. And then as soon as Mandy showed up, the problem was resolved. Because she went all, like, kung fu on the spiders.
No. Not really what happened, but.
So it's a wiki fan.
I don't recall, man. I have no idea.
You mix kind of like five different episodes together in that, because there was a kung fu episode where Mandy straight up goes Super Saiyan, blows up a building, and then walks out of it going like, where my money? But the whole spider thing was Jeff, giant spider who sees Billy as his father, when Billy has a tremendous fear and hatred of spiders, like to the point, where Jeff is just like, "Why won't you love me, Dad?" As Billy smashing him with a broom, screaming, "I kill you!"
I fucks with Jeff.
Oh my God.
Jeff's a real one.
Jeff is a cinnamon bun,
and he marries like the queen of the spiders too, which is just kudos
but
to Jeff.
But also, it's like, Jeff laid eggs. And it's like, we ain't gonna ask no questions.
No.
Jeff's a he. All right. Life's weird. This is a fucking show. Hell yeah. All right, Jeff. Lay your eggs that you don't have a dad for.
Sometimes it's just best to go along with the insanity.
It's crazy.
just let it happen.
And it's hype, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm here for it.
True. But yeah, so And I just love the dynamic between those three and just like the enemies that they go against. Like my favorite, I think I would say would probably either be Nurgle. Or it's hard because I could say Nurgle. And then I really loved the Reaper of Mars, the Grim Reaper of Mars. And then because that's when you found out there was like a Reaper for every planet.
There used to be a Reaper for every planet.
True.
The Reaper of Mars kind of took care of that.
Yeah. But which brings me to
Also, apparently Mars is populated by zombies.
Yeah.
Again, just get lost in the insanity. Just let it happen.
I love it. But I would say it would either be the Mars Reaper or like I love Hostile Gato as well. And then the fact that Abraham Lincoln is a whole character in like this series, there's too many good characters in here for like there's just so much good. Like I'm gonna just rewatch all of Billy and Mandy because I could talk about Billy and Mandy and the characters for a hot minute.
I gotta say I'm kind of sad Underfist never took off because I wanted more Billy and Mandy in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I was
completely willing to accept a comic book superhero style reimagining show all about these side characters as long as I got more of this Billy and Mandy world. Unfortunately, Cartoon Network decided they wanted to do live action shows instead of cartoons.
Yeah, it was a very dark day for Cartoon Network. But Underfist was like the team that comprised of like Erwin, Haas, Jeff,
General Scar. What was his name? General Scar.
Yeah, General Scar and the most useless character, Fred Frightburger.
Yeah, the most useless, but the most like the most memorable out of those reoccurring characters.
Yes, Frightburger. Keep like so. There's an episode that is the most iconic in my head, and that would be the Keeper of the Reaper episode.
Oh, that's another thing. The music in this show is goddamn catchy.
Yes.
Yes. Keeper of the Reaper being one of the better ones.
No, for sure, for sure. Like you have Keeper of the Reaper. Which is the episode where Billy and Mandy choose to like not be friends anymore.
And there's this Billy's dad gets a new job and they're going to move.
True. Yeah. So Billy's going to move. And then there's the dispute of Billy's like, okay, come on, Grim, let's go. And Mandy's like, where are you going? Like, Grim stays with me.
I'm sorry. I love that line. I'm sorry. You're behaving like spoiled children. I suggest you behave like spoiled adults and settle in court.
Yes,
too real.
This show gets real meta and really real, and it has no apologies.
Yes, so then there's like a whole trial of the Keeper of the Reaper, where you see characters from all across like the episodes and everything come in, and reasons why who should go with who, and then the whole time they're arguing over Grim like a possession, and he's like, Grim's like in a cage, he's like, I'll have all your heads for Keeper of the Reaper, and just like. It's so great. It's like, I would love him, and I would, Billy goes, I will love him and take care of him like all things do. And Grim like says something, and Billy's like, shut up, you stupid skeleton.
And it's the one where they put Frightburger on a stand.
Yes. And it's like, you decide. And he's like, yes. And then the judge is like, are you saying that they should stay together despite all their differences? And Fred Redbird's like, yes. And then Billy's dad comes over like house arrest, so he can't move. Oh, yeah. And it's just like a
the judge might as well have said, divorce denied. You must stay together forever now. Forced marriage.
Yeah. But like my favorite line for that, it was like, if Billy is an idiot, if he ends up with Grim, he'll misuse him. If I have Grim, I'll misuse him in all the right reasons.
Give him to me, and I will rule both my world and the underworld with an iron fist. Yes. I like her.
Yeah, and like it's so much more. Billy and Mandy is so much more than a monster of the week cartoon. It's like a
half the time there isn't a monster. It's just the kids.
Yes.
And correction, there is a monster every week. It's the kids.
True, true. And can we just appreciate like the glow up in the series of Billy and Mandy of the animation style? Because it didn't start off bad, but it started off rough for me.
Yeah.
The animation style was...
Yeah, they started off with really thick black outlines, and eventually those just went away and settled on its iconic style, and yeah, it's much, much better this way.
Yeah, it was a whole thing, and I'm just like... Billy and Mandy is one of the greats. It's one of the things that made Cartoon Network the GOAT, in my opinion, of the cartoon shows.
Would you believe it was supposed to be on Nickelodeon originally, and they said no?
I see why they said no. I cannot picture the show on Nickelodeon. It's way too...
I totally could. Based on the humor and the violence and the art style, I could totally see this being on... Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I can.
I'm curious why they said no.
I don't know. When we were, this topic got brought up a while back, and being nostalgic, I went on a binge and learned a bit more about the show. That's where I found out it originally got pitched to Nickelodeon. I have no idea why they said no, though. It's so weird. It feels like it would fit with their crazy aesthetic. Then again, they also said no to Adventure Time, and
I mean Adventure Time. I had no interest in Adventure Time. I'm that weird guy, but Steven Universe Adventure Time. I think I might just have been like, I'm holding on to the past.
Well, the past had Billy and Mandy, so I can't fault you too much for that.
Yes. So, but no. So the movie. Which we all recently watched.
Which movie? They had three of them.
The one that we all recently watched.
The okay. Grim Adventure. The Big Boogie Adventure.
Yeah. The Big Boogie Adventure. What did you guys think of that movie? Like,
I mean, it's Billy and Mandy. I will binge the hell out of this show and love every second of it.
No, I agree. Like,
I loved it. The running gag of the boogeyman not being scary in the slightest, yeah, that's like my least favorite joke that they pull. But they somehow took that concept, made a movie out of it, and still made the movie entertaining.
Yeah, I can see that. Like,
and I feel you. I feel you. Like, this, for me, this felt like another episode. When it sticks out for movies, and I might be wrong on this because it's been so long, the one with Jack-O-Lantern, that one sticks out to be like as the movie.
Yeah.
But this one with the Boogeyman, it was just like an hour-long adventure that we would see in the show.
The writing was everything like you would see in the show. The only thing that made it seem more like a movie was the animation. Got a little more cinematic in certain parts, but otherwise it was no different. Like the beginning, beginning, quote unquote, car chase.
They spent all their budget on music licensing. They had actual songs, you know.
Yeah.
Scary, yo.
But I will say, like, I do agree with you, Kels, in the sense that to me, the movie that sticks out is the Jack-O-Lantern movie, because that's where we meet a character. That's where we meet Jack, who, and you get like a history of it. You get a whole, like, this is why he is the way he is. And it's funny because he's like scaring everybody else and all this is happening. And then Billy is just too dumb to be scared. So he thinks it's just like a game when all the evil spirits and everything gets released. And he's just, like, laughing. And, like, the fact that Jack is like, I can't believe this kid is this stupid. Like, and the animation of that, too, was, like, Because I believe there was animation changes in that one, wasn't it? Like the pumpkin.
It was really just like a slight increase in the budget for the animation than what the regular shows got. But yeah. Otherwise, yeah, it was kind of different.
Yeah. And then I think that also takes me back to the episode where Grimm has been put on trial as well, because he lets everybody steal his scythe. And then
that was the Boogie Adventure one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The Boogie Adventure.
Because the Boogeyman straight up goes, "Is it not only true that your scythe was stolen by Billy and Mandy, but also by Billy's mom, Billy's dad, Dracula?" And he just goes on this entire rant, naming like 20 different characters throughout the show, ending with a turkey sandwich. Hold the mayo.
You think that's a joke in every movie? Because that was also in the Boogie Adventure.
Yeah, that's the specific one I was talking about.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
But like, that is also the plot of many episodes. I mean, the crossover with the Kids Next Door, Billy steals his dad's lucky pants, steals Grimm's scythe, somehow gets the scythe stuck in the pants. The Kids Next Door come up, take him away to remove the scythe from the pants, and then shenanigans ensue. And Grimm's entire thing in that crossover is, "I want my scythe."
Yeah, isn't he like in his underwear for most of that movie too, or crossover?
I mean, Grimm only ever wears a robe, so yes.
Well, he actually has quite a few outfit changes.
Like, I mean, yes, he does, but typically his outfit is robe on top of skeleton.
Yes, like,
so he rarely ever has any actual underwear unless it's like meant to be a strip gag.
Yeah. Like, I gotta say that Grimm is probably my favorite character in the series. Do you guys have a favorite?
Yeah, man. Milkshakes the cat.
I forgot about Milkshakes. Milkshakes was a real G.
Oh, like, my God.
Oh, God. What was his name? It wasn't Pudding, but like the little kid.
Are you
kid.
Talking about the little redheaded kid who was just, could tell he was meant to be kind of slow?
Yeah.
That's Pudding. His name was Pudding.
Pudding, yeah.
Oh my God, the episode where he comes across the psychic bunny.
Yeah, that was disturbing. Like, destroy all your friends. Like,
but I don't want to destroy all my friends. Then you will die in their place. And he just starts, a little rabbit just starts beating the shit out of this kid. He tries to run him over with a semi. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was really dark.
I love this show.
Yeah, Puddin' had it rough. He had the hardest time out of all his characters, I feel like. Next to Grimm, I think it was Puddin'. It had to be either Puddin' or Haas Delgado, because Haas kept getting like the work every time. He's like...
Yeah, but Haas was meant to be a amalgamation of all these big, tough 80s action hero kind of guys. And most of them got into situations like that, got the crap kicked out of them, and still kept kicking. So,
yeah,
it's like Bruce Campbell escapes from New York.
Yeah. Kinda, yeah.
That's true.
Haas's favorite weapon was a chainsaw, and it did come out of his hand.
Like, that was my favorite thing was his fist that could change like weapons in. Oh God. And then like I think Eris that because you had Eris as well, and I think there was an episode where they broke up and like it was like some superficial reason because like, I think Haas he didn't like one of his hands or something.
No,
or, like, one of his hand weapons.
Haas wanted to fight monsters again, but because he made Eris happy, there was no chaos in the world, so there were no monsters for him to fight. So when he dumped her, she turned into a giant beetle and ate him as he was shooting her with God knows what.
Yeah, and he's like, I love you, baby. Yeah. Oh, God. Whatever happened, like, to them? Did they...
Oh, that was the last episode. That was the last episode they were together.
Huh, yeah.
And like I said before, with this show, just don't ask questions. Just right. Enjoy the insanity.
Yeah, I gotta say, I really did. Like, if you would put Billy and Mandy up there in, like, the greatness of Cartoon Network shows, like, not any, like, you don't have to give me an exact number, but where would you put it? Like, what'd you put it?
I'd say it's, like, a hard 7.
Like, like 1 to 10 scale, or, like number like 7 of all 7. Time?
Yeah. Like, or top 10.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, it has a place in, like, the OG content that relates to me. Yeah. It's not up there, but it's on the list.
No, for sure, for sure. To me, I would say I would probably put it, like, within my favorite, to be honest. I'd probably put, like, I'd have to go through everything again in my head. But if it's not top 5, like you said, it's definitely top 10. Just from the laughs, like, I remember, like, literally laughing myself so hard once, like, my chest hurt. I thought I was having an asthma attack. And that was...
Because you might have been. Yeah. But it was funny, so it was worth it.
Yeah, who knows? You know, I'm still here, so...
Hey, if you gotta go somehow, laughing is not a bad way to go.
Yeah, it was the... it was actually the Christmas episode, I think, when...
Santa's a vampire!
What's that?
Santa's a vampire!
Yes, the Christmas episode was actually the one that put me in stitches because it was just like
you don't want the head vampire, you want the head vampire. Head vampire. What kind of hierarchy is this? I don't know. I missed the meeting.
And then, like, at the end when Santa was, like, giving everybody the virtuous lessons, it's like, and you little boy had, like, he kept calling Mandy like a little boy. He was so angry.
Santa, aren't you worried that your wife will just do this to you again? Just between you and me, this is like the 5th or 6th time she's done it. But I always come back.
Just, oh, God. I'm the head vampire. Lord Jesus.
I
like...
Looking back on it, I think this show actually affected me a lot more than I thought because I had that twisted, crazy sense of humor and I had to learn how to dial it back around a lot of people.
Never me. Be you when it comes to us. Dude.
I'm going to ignore that one and just say that this show is probably in my top 3 as far as Cartoon Network is concerned.
Yeah. I would say so. Did Grimm ever end up with Malir, a homegirl, the golf girl?
No, like because that was only a 1-episode thing. And okay. That was very early on, so after that episode, they would just draw her in the background as a cameo thing. But she never got voiced ever again.
Sad face. But, oh, gosh. Oh, the other thing that I just remembered. Why? Yeah, I gotta put Billy and Mandy in my top 5. And here's why. Kells, you might or might not remember this, Zog. I know you will. The whole Lord Moldy Butt.
Like, the Harry Potter trilogy.
Yes, with Nigel Planter. And, like, his lightning bolt was just an L.
Actually, what about the scar you put on my head? That's just a bit of dust that you never washed off. You could have got rid of that any time.
Yes, and wasn't the thing like Lord Multibutt was never evil? He was just trying to like...
He was a lawyer. He was trying to inform Nigel of the inheritance that he had after his parents died.
Yeah, like... He was like, why can't I say your name? Would you want people to say your name if it was Lord Multibutt? And then, like, there was just... There were so many good characters. There was a crazy dude, Ernest, as well. Like the old crazy guy who...
You're going to have to be a lot more specific.
So he was the one, he was a weirdo neighbor.
Again, you're going to have to be a lot more specific.
in the episode with Scar, when Scar was like watering his garden and everything, and like that weird neighbor kept coming out. Like,
he's a white guy with his belly showing with dreadlocks.
Orange shirt. If you look in the chat,
catchphrase being
curse.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. That was just in one episode, and honestly, it's not one of the ones that really got me laughing a whole lot, so.
It did. To me, it would just laugh because he would just yell, curse! You're cursed! And then start like clearing his throat and be like, curse! But, I definitely say Billy and Mandy is probably my favorite, quote-unquote, spooky cartoon and show. Just because it had so much, laughter and realism to it. And, the whole Spider Queen movie was great. Mindy was a great character because she was, like, the complete opposite of Mandy.
Yet the exact same.
Yes. And I was like, I love this. And yeah, it's just, I love Billy and Mandy. I gotta say, like, I'm excited to rewatch this series for sure. And you guys should totally watch it if you haven't watched it. There's a lot of funny and disturbing episodes.
Apparently it was on Netflix for a time. I need to get a VPN so I can actually see if it's located anywhere else.
It's not currently. So you can watch it on Hulu with live TV,
Hulu.
But it's not like regularly available.
Hulu to the rescue.
Your basic plan will not work.
Damn
you
it.
Gotta have Hulu. Hulu. Yeah, Hulu live TV is like $40.
Yeah. Hulu, you fail me again.
Yeah, yep. It does that. But we will find it somewhere. Legally and justly, we will find this and we will watch it. And when
I watched the movie in 360p on YouTube.
Yes, which is legal because we didn't put it up there.
I didn't put it up there.
So I'm like, we didn't do that. So, yeah. But
yeah, this is one of the first shows we're doing for Spooky Month. We got more shows coming up for you throughout October featuring the likes of... what's our next show, Kai?
Our next show, we're doing a little bit of Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Ooh.
Yes.
You want to talk about scary spiders?
No, I
we're
don't.
We're going to return the slab.
Yeah. So you're going to catch a lot of scary and things and learn a lot of scarring moments that I had in my early developmental years from Coward's Curly Dog, yet I kept watching. So what did that say about me?
Everyone's got a bit of a masochist in them.
But you're going to catch that next Thursday right here on Content Breaker. Now you can catch Content Breaker online on YouTube on their Content Breaker page. Also, the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, all of the podcatchers, including Amazon Podcasts, on the Your Typical Shonen Protagonist feed, or YTSP, right? Catch us on YTSP.org also. And the boys on Twitter.
Yes, you can find me at Static Dreads with a Z. Yeah, let's talk about it. Have fun. Pop in, see what's going on in the world. See our running list of who is getting a second show because everybody has a sequel series coming out nowadays.
Which is hype. And Zog does not have a Twitter, but he's got a YouTube he wants to plug. And by he wants to plug, I mean we're going to plug for him until he does some shit. Exactly.
YouTube? I got some life stuff I got to figure out before I can have the time to make more videos.
We're going to just keep plugging this until you do something. What is that YouTube?
It's The Zog. As of now, all that's up there is a little Power Rangers music video to one of Pelek's mixes. And, yeah, more is to come. I just got to get some shit figured out.
Yep. He has more subscribers than we do. and it's pretty great. We're trying to leverage the subscribers. So, anyways, we'll catch y'all next week here on Content Breaker for Courage, the Cowardly Dog.
Woof.
Woof?